right. You've heard us already take care of Richard's question about roofing, roof shingles, and roof coatings. Wade's question on securing gates to a masonry column. What's your question? What are you trying to tackle around your house or home? The number's 1-888-767-4348. And before we go back to the phone lines, Romy, I want to go back to our website here just for a minute. On our website, we post a weekly how-to-do tip. And this week's tip has to do with caulking. Now, every homeowner should have basic caulking skills down pat. This isn't tough. But boy, there's nothing worse than seeing an ugly caulk joint. But you use caulk to seal up your doors and your windows, where the window or the door frame meets the stucco or the drywall. You use caulk to seal up all around the bathroom, around the showers, and the tile, and the wall panels, and the tub, and the toilet, and the floor, and the sink. So caulking is just one of those things that every responsible homeowner should be able to tackle. And it's easy to experiment, because even a great professional grade caulk gun is only going to cost you about $14. And you can buy a 79 cent tube of caulk and practice, but it's critical that you get it done right. Now, Romy, when you caulk, are you a pusher or a puller?
Puller.
I'm a puller. I know guys that push. I could never do it. Gary, how about you? You a pusher or a puller?
Well, you know, that's a good one. I'm a, kind of a 50-50 person.
Are you?
Depends on the project.
Depends where you're trying to reach into?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, listen, folks, I want you to be able to caulk with pride. I want your caulk joint to look like a professional did it. So on our website, you can find under quick links, under weekly to-do, the right way to caulk. And I'll talk you through it here real quick. If you'll simply just take some painter's tape and put it at the outside edge of where you'd like the outside edge of the caulk to be, lay the tape down, use a putty knife, and secure it securely to the material. Like say it's a cultured marble countertop up against a sheetrock wall. You lay the tape down about 3/16 of an inch inside the drywall. You lay the tape 3/16 inch above the cultured marble top, and you lay your caulk bead in there. Take your thumb or your finger and smooth the joint out nice and smooth. And while the caulk is still wet, remove the tape. And you'll look at that caulk joint and you'll say, holy cow, mama, I'm a pro. There's nothing worse than having a caulk joint that looks like you embedded boogers in it. And it's got stop and start marks and it's sagging. Oh, it's horrible. So, and the tip is on our weekly to-do at Rosie on the House. You would have got it if you were a subscriber to our newsletter.
And it should be a very, very, very thin bead of material. If you see a big, wide bead, you know that somebody somewhere along the way really cheated a corner or didn't measure right or was just sloppy in the application of the material, because it's not made and it's not designed to be applied in a thick pattern.
An eighth of an inch is what you want. And Romy, I had a painter teach me back in 1971 that if you cut the tip of the caulk tube just right, he could teach me how to lay a 2-inch bead for perfect miters.